W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, Southern California should start seeing some relief today from growing days of relentless rain. The ground saturated, and ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles says there are more concerns about even more mudslides.
It's still raining this morning. It hasn't stopped raining since Sunday afternoon. In less than 3 days, areas of L.A. have received around a foot of rain. Typically, L.A. gets about 14 inches of rain all year, so three-quarters of L.A.'s typical yearly rain has fallen in 2 days. After parking over Southern California, finally today, the storm begins moving east.
King Charles said to have called both his sons on learning of his cancer diagnosis. He is undergoing treatment now. Prince Harry believed to be on his way to London. The immigration bill took 4 months to craft and has the support of both parties. Doesn't appear to be going anywhere, though. Senate Republicans emerging from a closed-door huddle last night saying they would filibuster it. Impeachment vote today in the House for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Milwaukee man and three other men from Illinois are going to federal prison for stealing more than $11 million in COVID-19 relief money. Aziz Hassan Bey and three other men claimed to be from the fake country of Al-Maroc. They set up a phony consulate in Milwaukee and claimed a lot of benefits during the pandemic, which they used to pay for lavish lifestyles. Congress is one step closer to helping low-income families get a bigger break on their taxes. Policy experts say a new expansion of the child tax credit would curb poverty. Tim Smeeting is a retired economist at the University of Wisconsin in Madison.
You can pay heating bills that you've let go because you know that the utility won't shut you off.
A bill to revive the expanded child tax credit passed the U.S. House last week. Final adoption is not guaranteed. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A man involved in a fatal Rusk County crash last week is now facing a number of charges stemming from the incident. According to the Rusk County Sheriff's Office, Jorge Sanchez Zanahua has been charged with homicide by intoxicated driving, operating a vehicle while revoked, causing death, and failing to install an ignition interlock device. The criminal complaint alleges that his blood alcohol level was at 0.176 following the crash that killed 35-year-old Stephen Nasholm from Clayton. He is due in court on Wednesday. The Lake Superior College's dental clinic held its Give Kids a Smile event over the weekend. The event, organized through the Minnesota Dental Association, allowed parents to schedule appointments for their kids to receive free cleanings, fillings, and extractions on Friday and Saturday. According to a Northern News Now report, the program saw 58 volunteers helping patients who may not have been able to afford proper dental care without the event. The annual event is held on the first weekend of February. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Packers making more coaching changes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Packers making moves on their defensive coaching staff after firing Joe Barry and hiring Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley. Gone are linebackers coach Kirk Olivandotti and defensive back coach Greg Williams. They have hired a new defensive line coach, Vince Ogabasi, replacing Jerry Montgomery, who had held that position since 2015. Ogabasi has connections to the 49ers and served with the Packers' new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, at Boston College. Last night at Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes asked about his father's most recent arrest in Texas over the weekend, charged with drunk driving.
It's a family matter. So I'll just keep it to the family, and that's all I really have to say at this point.
It's his father's third offense. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks road trip winding down. They're in Phoenix against the Suns tonight. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers slipped from 6th to 11th ranked in the nation after those back-to-back losses. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We are going to have a mix of clouds and sunshine today with a high of 46 this afternoon. Our wind out of the south at about 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, down to 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high of 48. Then on Thursday, a little bit of light rain with a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop it.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. How are you?
All right. That's Calvin, our producer, man. I mean, Calvin, you've been at this a while, man.
Yeah, I think I've been with you for at least a year now.
Has it been that long, man?
It's definitely coming up on a year if it hasn't been there yet.
Yeah, I thought it was, man. And so you don't know when the anniversary is, do you?
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay. I want to make sure we have a cake. Maybe a cupcake or something.
Commemorate the, yeah.
Yeah, the event. Anyway, that's my co-host, Sandy Williams. Good morning to you, Sandy. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. It's it said patchy clouds was what it said on the news, but actually it was pretty much dense fog all the way out here.
You know, when I started my trek out here this morning at about 5:45, I think it was. Man, it was like being in London.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, really.
I was waiting for the air raid.
it was rolling in. It was rolling in. But, I mean, it's great weather for this time of year, Sandy, when we're talking about fog and not snow.
Right.
It is a great thing.
And we aren't talking about mudslides.
No.
You know,
no.
Atmospheric rivers. You know, we Wisconsin's lucky. Our version of bad weather is not anywhere near as bad as it is other places.
No, man. You know, I talked about this a while back, you know, why people who are still here, you know, had an opportunity to go down to Florida or California. You're a perfect example. You could be living in the best place, they say, in the United States to live, San Diego, with the best weather. Why not Sandy in San Diego?
Yeah, doesn't that sound right? It's got sort of a ring to it, doesn't it? I don't know. I like it here. I don't dislike winter. Winter makes me like summer more, and summer makes me appreciate winter, and fall is a fantastic season. No, I think this is the way we were meant to live. And it turns out that most of the great inventions were made by people who lived in cold weather.
You know, Sandy,
when it's warm out, you don't need to think. You just go outside and soak up the sun and lazy.
Sandy, we've got a great show lined up for the listeners this morning. In the beginning, we're going to talk a little bit about algorithms.
Algorithms.
Algorithms. And we're going to talk later on in the show about Ron Johnson and his appearance on our show this Friday, February 9th at 8 a.m. Senator Ron Johnson will be joining us in the studio. We're also going to talk about, you know, can you collect Social Security if you've never paid into it? You know,
yeah.
I'd never thought you could collect Social Security if you haven't paid into it. You know, maybe they'll give you a couple of dollars if you applied, right?
I suspect that might be the number.
Yeah. And we're also going to talk about how caregivers can alter, caregiving can alter dreams and goals. You know, you get to a point, I'm a caregiver, my wife and I, we have been now for the better part of 21 years. Has it altered our dreams and goals? Absolutely. And people run into that. It's a part of the life cycle, right? Sometimes your parents and others. So their caregiving is something I think impacts and affects all of us at one point in time or another.
Yeah, either we care for or are cared for.
Are cared for, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. We're also going to talk about what's happening with the border, the decision that is coming up that is going to be made, that is going to impact Ukraine. And really, people have been talking. You and I have been talking about this, Sandy, for months now. And now it's time to pay the piper.
Well, maybe, you know, at least there's an opportunity for action. The question is whether that action will be taken or whether the can will get kicked down the road for political reasons.
And Sandy, as I was moving through things for our discussion this morning, I couldn't help but find this article about, cell phone addiction. Now, what really piqued my curiosity, Sandy, is it wasn't young people's addiction to cell phones. You're in my generation.
It's the boomers, the old folks, huh?
Yes. But let's do this. We'll get to all of those things in the show this morning. But I want to start with algorithm, Sandy, and what that really is. We hear it all the time.
Well, you know, the word algorithm is a mathematical term. It's algorithms are numbers that relate to one another, things that relate to one another. But algorithms have become a term of art used particularly with respect to software applications that relate to human conduct. So, for instance, the algorithms that help Amazon know that if you bought this, you'll want to buy that. They were one of the earliest ones with books. If you buy this book, you probably will like that book. So, that, you know, they make that connection. And if you now, with all of the data mining that goes on, if you look at this website, then they know that if you looked at a Buick, then you might want to buy a Buick, and you'll start seeing ads for Buicks, and you'll start seeing ads for cars generally. And so what happens is that with algorithms, it internalizes to the particular person the things that are peculiarly interesting to that person, and it gives them more of that, maybe all of that. So, and everyone has noticed this when they go to the internet, and I see problems with that. I mean, I initially thought, well, this is really convenient. This helps me because it's presenting me with what I'm already interested in. And so that makes it easy for me. I don't have to page through the newspaper to find the ads I'm looking for. They just appear magically. But the problem with it is that the word algorithm is sort of the opposite of the word to curate. So when you go to a museum, there are curators. Curators are the people who select things that they think should be interesting to people, things that will make them grow because they maybe don't know about it already. And the reason you have a curator is they know more than you know, and they're going to select things that maybe could be interesting to you, but you don't know it yet. Same is true with stores. We used to go to, you know, men's clothing stores, have someone who curates the collection of clothes that you might want. And some of it is taste that you haven't already adopted, right? It's new.
Right.
You grow. And so the problem with algorithms is that it isn't really a growth experience. It's presenting back to you the things you already are interested in or know about. And if you, let's say that everyone got stuck in their sixth grade algorithm, right? And all we got presented with was everything that we were interested in sixth grade. And then in seventh grade, we get the same stuff in eighth grade and so on. It would restrict our growth. And it happens throughout our lifetime as well. So that, you know, we come much closer to being in the Truman Show, that movie with with Jim Carrey, where it was all a very plastic place that was all artificial. Everyone was the same. Everything was, that's kind of where algorithms can take us. Okay. And to me, that's one of the issues that we have to try to leap over, because the more we get addicted to our phones, the more we are looking at things that the internet presents to us, the less likely maybe we are to grow, and we begin to live in an echo chamber. And we already know that echo chambers are part of the problem of our partisan politics. We get fed back the things that the algorithms have indicated we will be comfortable with or we will be excited by.
So it takes away your creativity.
It puts a lid on your ability to grow and to experience the novel thing that might pique your interest or might actually drive you into creativity.
So,
yes.
So Sandy, is that why they want all this information from you? Every time there's something, they want your information. They're building algorithms.
Absolutely. The algorithms are built into these, you know, like TikTok. If you look at this, they'll give you more of something that looks like this.
Right.
And if you look at that, you'll get more of that. And you'll stop seeing the things that aren't this or that. You'll stop seeing those. You'll just see those things. And yes, you were interested in them, but you know, it's sort of a repetitive process and it's not a growth process. And I think that's the danger to our society, is that the more we get into an algorithmic driven setting, the less likely we are to actually grow.
You know, we all hear algorithms. I constantly hear algorithms. Didn't really know what they meant.
Yeah.
But it is important to know, right?
Yeah, I mean, the algorithm, if you look it up, I think it's a mathematical formula. But when they're talking about algorithms in the computer sense, they're talking about relationships where the computer intelligence will gather all the information about everyone who's, let's say, your age,
right,
and your demographic, and you in particular, and then it gathers all that information and it begins to visualize what it is that will interest you, okay, that will cause you to push the buy button in an ad, right? And so what they're really trying to, it's aimed at that.
So they're at the end of this is that pot of gold.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the development of it, initially, I think it was called Firefly. It was a particular software that Amazon was using. And really, the earliest part of it was used for books and music. You know, the music collection for Earl Ingram. After you listen to it enough, it'll develop Earl's station, and it'll present back to you music like the stuff that you've listened to.
Right. Well, you know, clearly, there's some beneficial things.
Oh yeah,
to it.
Absolutely. But, I mean, it's not per se bad. It's just that we ought to understand that if we let our life be totally enveloped by algorithmic driven things, that it'll put a definite parameter, a definite limit around the extent to which we'll experience new things.
So, Sandy, we're going to be talking about Ron Johnson's visit to our show in our studio this coming Friday. Should be really exciting.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on air.
It's Black History Month, and civic media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s, time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
My friends feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesdays with my co-host Sandy Williams. And, you know, United States Senator Ron Johnson is going to be joining us this Friday in studio at 8 a.m. And if you have some questions that you want to ask, you're going to take questions from the audience. You can go to civic.audio/Earl. And Sandy, why would they do that?
Well, what they'll do is they'll have a bit of a survey there in which they can input the kinds of the questions they would like to see asked, and then they'll also see a compilation of questions other people have wanted to have asked, and by doing this, we'll develop a consensus kind of a sense of information about what it is our audience would like to have asked of Ron Johnson. And it'll help guide us in our questions of Ron, because the question that is put into that form won't be asked directly to Ron Johnson, but it'll be part of a process for figuring out what questions ought to be asked.
And
people can call in that morning as well.
Absolutely. You just took the words out of my mouth. They certainly can do that. And, you know, we've got a short video. Calvin, if you'll be so kind as to play. This
well,
is
let's,
Ron Johnson.
Let's just put it this way. On the radio, this is going to be an audio.
Oh, yeah. Audio. So this is Ron Johnson this past Sunday on Trey Gowdy on Fox News talking about the border.
Just the political reality of neither side wanting to give a victory to an opponent, especially one who's underwater on an issue.
Hello, Trey. Well, from my standpoint, the President Biden and his Democrat colleagues in the Congress, their open border policy is a clear and present danger to America. So it should be our top priority. It should be what all of us are focused on. How do we actually get control over our border? You know, our concern with the bill that's been negotiated is, will it actually secure the border? And even more importantly, will it not hamper or hinder or hamstring the next president who might actually want to secure the border? You know, you talked about all these thresholds that are set at unreasonably high levels. That could really hamstring a future president. So that's what...
So Sandy, right now, this bill that has been crafted by both Democrat and Republican senators, who both agree that it's the best possible, you know, negotiated bill that, you know, the United States has seen since 1986 legislation, is not going to happen. And it's not going to happen, Sandy. I'm listening to Senator Johnson saying it's because the Democrats don't want there to be a deal.
Well, I think he didn't say directly what everyone understands to be the case, which is that the Republicans don't want there to be any sort of success that can be laid to the feet of Joe Biden that could remove the issue of immigration from the campaign, because they want to be able to chomp on that particular subject during the campaign. And they're the reason he gives, which we can talk to him about on Friday, is that he thinks that the bill itself, by creating standards for shutting down the border, will potentially hamstring the president from taking more stringent positions. But, you know, there's an expression, the perfect is the enemy of the good, okay? And, you know, this is another instance in which there will be reasons given for kicking this can down the road. And, you know, I think he also in this same video talks about how the president already has sufficient powers. And this is something that keeps getting repeated by Mike Johnson and others. They don't enunciate what those powers are. They simply point back at what Trump did. Understanding, however, that Trump, the main thing he did was to enact an executive order based on Article 42, which was based on the health emergency created by COVID, which doesn't exist anymore. And the power to do that doesn't exist anymore. So, you know, there's a lot of arm waving here, but I think the underlying issue really is a recalcitrance on the part of the Republicans to reach any sort of compromise or any sort of solution to this, because it would lift the issue from the campaign, and they think it might benefit Joe Biden, in spite of the fact that it might benefit the people. He himself recited the fact that it was a huge problem that ought to be issue number one.
You know, Sandy, you get to a point where this is not just the border bill. It's the dollars for Ukraine. People who are hanging out there. We forget, and maybe people forget, that there's a major war going on that we helped continue and escalate. Is it safe to say that?
Well, we definitely financially. We definitely helped Ukraine or gave them some enthusiasm, some reason to believe that we would be there to help them. And it undoubtedly caused them to take negotiating positions with Russia, which were different than they might otherwise have taken. And those negotiating positions they took then led to the invasion by Russia, based on, I guess, Russia's concern about NATO expansion, et cetera. In any case, we have been providing them with the means to carry out this war for almost 2 years. And if we pull the plug on aid to them, it would severely hamstring them. It would be tantamount to a demonstration that the United States is not a reliable partner.
You know, Sandy, also tied into this border bill out of funds for continuing to support Israel. All three of those things are intertwined.
And they got intertwined based on the Republicans. Now the Republicans, at least Mike Johnson, is talking about unwinding that, unentwining that, and taking up in particular a bill that relates directly to Israel. And, you know, now we've got Washington kind of tied up in knots about that. Biden saying he wouldn't sign a bill that was strictly only an Israel aid bill, because it would leave out Ukraine as part of the aid package.
We're going to continue this discussion after news, weather, and sports.
Until you use me up. Until you use me up.
Is your hometown radio refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin lawmakers are taking steps to stop artificial intelligence from influencing this year's elections. A bill in the assembly would mean a $1,000 fine on political ads that use AI but don't disclose it.
I think it's very important that people be able to trust what they see and what they hear, and that's why we want to have a simple disclaimer on the campaign ad so people know when artificial intelligence is being used.
Representative Adam Nealon on WISN-TV's Up Front. There's only about a month left for people in Wisconsin facing foreclosure to get money from a state program. The Wisconsin Help for Homeowners program will stop taking applications after March 8th. The program offers up to $40,000 to help eligible people who are behind on bills like mortgage payments or property taxes. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is warning residents about a potential increase in wildfires this spring. According to DNR officials, the warmer weather and lack of snow that has persisted throughout much of the northern regions of the state could lead to drier conditions heading into spring. While fire danger is still low or moderate throughout most of the state, a wildfire did start near Fairchild on Saturday. Residents should practice fire safety, including getting burn permits and having tools and water available. The United States Fish and Wildlife Service has announced that wolves will remain on the federal endangered species list. According to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, the federal wolf management plan will affect what tools they have at their disposal to manage the wolf population in the state, which has been a hotly debated topic. If Wisconsin residents have conflicts with wolves, they should contact the Department of Natural Resources, as it is still illegal to shoot a wolf unless there is an immediate safety threat. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
What's on your to-do list? Check your mail? Get groceries? How about getting your annual vaccines? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. Because we've got you. With local vaccine events and access to transportation, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore.
You've got this.
A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If you haven't seen Joni Mitchell's performance of Both Sides Now or Tracy Chapman's performance of Fast Car at Sunday night's Grammy performances, run to YouTube. Both artists crushed it, and the performances are being called some of the best ever at the Grammys by me. Comedian Shane Gillis will host Saturday Night Live on February 24th. Normally, this wouldn't be news, but Gillis was fired from the cast of the show almost as fast as he was hired for making racist, homophobic, and misogynistic jokes in the past. Gillis said previously he was not surprised by the firing and acknowledged that he broke today's rules. Apparently, enough time has gone by so he could be promoted to host. Do you think they will address the controversy in a sketch? Yeah, me neither. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 8 and 10 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and warm today. As winds are gusting out of the south up to 20 miles per hour, it's surging our high temperatures to flirting with 50. We stay cloudy tomorrow into the upper 40s, and rain rolls in on Thursday. It's 33 at our studios.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
I run after you like a fool would do, but mama didn't raise no fools, and I should know. That baby, you got it. That's all.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesdays with my co-host, Sandy Williams. And Sandy, we were talking about the fact that it looks like there's not going to be a border deal. And, you know, the what makes this such a disparaging outcome, Sandy, is the fact that both Democrats and Republicans compromised. Senate Republicans and Senate Democrats who have a tough time dealing with anything were able to sit down and hammer out a deal.
Well, in fact, it looks like the Democrats moved far much further on this issue than the Republicans. It looks like the Republicans got pretty much what they wanted. Now they're hemming and hawing about what was negotiated by them with respect to these numbers that create the power of the president to shut down the border. I think it's if encounters average 4,000 a day over a week, or if they exceed 5,000 in a day, that, you know, they had very particular numbers that must have been well thought out, and now they're talking about using that as a reason for not having the legislation. Well, you know, the legislation is going to have to be pretty specific. Part of the conservative movement is to avoid giving latitude to agencies to interpret laws and requiring that the laws be quite specific, okay? So now that's what we're dealing with. Laws are getting more specific, having to include things like numbers like this. So, you know, this is kind of a glaring, open example of gridlock, totally because of partisanship, because we have a concern on the part of one party that they don't want to give something to an incumbent who's running for re-election that might seem to be a positive to the American people. Well, why would it be popular with the American people? Why would it be beneficial in an election? Well, because it's in the public interest, right? Because it's good public policy. And so there you have it. The party out of power wants to do everything it can to keep the party in power from accomplishing anything that could be viewed as good public policy.
But Sandy,
that's the definition for paralysis.
I don't know how you can win a discussion where you've been hammering away for the last 2 years, 3 years, about the border, the problems with it, the issues with it. And that's all you've been talking about. And then when there's an opportunity to solve it, you decide to pull away from it. A blind person could see, Sandy, what that is.
Well, this does carry political risks for the Republicans. This act of pulling away could be a flagrant enough exercise of cynicism that the American public might react to it. It also might neutralize the capacity in a campaign to attack Joe Biden for border policy. I mean, what they do want to point at is what's gone on over the last 3 years. But what's gone on over the last 3 years has been the presentation at the border of many more people. Now, there are the Republicans would like to claim that what Biden did during his term was to create essentially an advertisement of some sort to everyone who wants to migrate that they should immigrate to the United States, and suddenly the numbers went way up. But there's not much, there's no proof of that connection. And there's plenty of other activities going on around the world that have caused people to leave where they live and to move to someplace else. And what we do have is a massive number of arrests now. The border isn't open, okay, because people are getting arrested. We've got a backlog of 3 million cases of people who've been detained and are now to be tried. And we also have an arrest level that is the highest ever at the border.
Let's say, Sandy, let's say Trump becomes the next president and the Democrats retain the Senate and win the House. It's not going to be solved. They're talking about Well, if you know, basically, let's let Donald Trump make that decision, assuming that he's going to be the president. What if he becomes the president? They don't have the House and the Senate. The Democrats aren't going to capitulate then to Donald Trump.
Well, no, then we'll find out whether or not the Republicans are right that the president already has these powers that he needs to do it. If the president already had the powers, then I don't think, number one, that President Trump would have relied upon the COVID crisis as the reason to exercise the power that he did, because he would have had other powers that weren't ephemeral, that weren't temporary like the COVID crisis was. There's been a failure so far of anyone to sit down and enumerate all the powers within the presidency that could accomplish this without legislation.
Let's take CJ. Good morning to you, CJ, briefly.
Good morning, Earl and Sandy. I hope you'll keep me a little longer than usual. But
well, that's predicated. That's predicated on.
And there you go.
Well, yep. Absolutely. So, we're not going to discuss how we got here. That's number one.
President Biden signed executive orders, and Mike Johnson, the speaker, went to the floor and explained 64 actions that the Biden administration has done that caused this. Two of the main ones, stay in Mexico. The other one is he reinstated catch and release. And Sandy, is it not true the last month of the Trump administration, there was 30,000? Last month, December, of the Biden administration, there was 302,000. Are those facts?
Yeah, I believe those are facts. Like I said, the numbers of people presenting at the border have risen dramatically over this time period, and there's definitely reason to argue about why that is the case. Okay, but the numbers presenting have risen dramatically. That's what those facts represent.
So let me say this to you, CJ.
I wanted to ask CJ a question. What do you think about algorithms?
Whatever.
All right, so CJ, right. So let me say this to you. The statistics you just gave, notwithstanding, Democrats and Republican senators have been negotiating, regardless of those statistics you just mentioned, they've been negotiating to fix this issue. And it was moving forward. And Donald Trump told other senators and Republican congresspeople who were trying to come up with a solution that has been agreed to in principle by both senatorial Democrats and Republicans, for the most part, that this was the solution. The real issue is, the real question is not who started it, but why Republicans won't agree to a compromise that they've basically crafted. That's the issue.
Because they won't enforce the laws they already have on the books, Earl. They're not going to sign a bill when the president caused this problem. He campaigned on it. Come. And we saw the numbers. Sandy, I don't know where you... What news you watch or what facts as a Harvard graduate, you need to do a little more
CJ,
research.
CJ, thank you very much for the call. Sandy, it...
Let me just say this. I've never had an argument with the facts as recited with respect to numbers at the border, and have always agreed that there is a crisis at the border. And I just am not... I'm only looking at the current situation and saying if there's a solution pending, then maybe we ought to adopt it.
Well, Sandy, that's the issue. The issue is not who created it. It's not what it was with Donald Trump. It's the fact that they have come up with a solution, and it clearly is one side that doesn't want the answer. Let's go to Jack from Racine. Good morning to you, Jack. Thank you very much for the call. Your thoughts?
Hello, good program, right on topic. You know, the big picture is that we're going to have problems in the future in Europe that will probably cost American lives because we're not helping Ukraine. Ukraine is down to one artillery shell for every four that they're receiving. And it's because Republicans, many of whom, and Republicans in the past who've been trying to negotiate since the 1980s, something like they've got in the current bill, but they refuse to do it because it makes Biden look good. If something good passes, a good economy or a bill like this, it makes Biden look good, and they are totally focused, the Trump part of the Republican Party, totally focused on trying to win a presidential election. So I just hope everybody realizes that. I do think people ought to try to put some pressure on our Congressman Brian Stile in my area, because he is voting with the majority of Trumpers and Johnson on just about everything that comes up. But he gives indication sometimes that maybe he'd do something different. Going to be watching that, and I'm asking him to vote for this bill and to push Johnson into letting it on the floor.
Hey, Jack, thank you very much for the call. Sandy?
Well, I think that he's right, that the cynicism of politics today is that you can't give the party out of power has to do everything possible to avoid anything good happening for the American people with the incumbent president. And we've had this ongoing now for some while. And the only time anything gets accomplished is when we have a Congress that is the same party as the White House. And in that brief window of time, usually it's been a 2-year time period, some things get accomplished and otherwise nothing.
You know, Sandy, this is not going away. It's a serious discussion.
Well,
it's a serious
issue. The fact is that this is an effort to improve the situation at the border. Even this bill isn't going to solve the border problem, because the fundamental border problem is the numbers of people who are showing up at the southern border and want to enter the country. You know, that's the fundamental problem. And that problem, you know, Republicans can say that there's been an open border advertisement by the administration. I've never seen that ad, and I'm not sure that there has been such an ad realized out there in the world. But for whatever reason, the world is moving. There's a great deal of migration in the Mideast towards Europe, and there's a great deal of migration in the Western Hemisphere.
You know, Sandy, coming up, 10 over-the-counter medications that can become risky after 50. I wonder if you can come up with any of them.
Risky.
10 over-the-counter medications that can become risky after 50.
Huh. Wow. I should have worried about that a long time ago.
All right.
I call the baby, you got it.
Listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing.
But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesdays with my co-host, Sandy Williams. So, Sandy, you know, I was at my the doctor's office on yesterday and got an all-good diagnosis in, you know, in one way,
did
shape,
did you
or
ace
form.
The cognitive test, too?
Well, the test that I didn't ace was when I got on the scale.
Uh-huh.
I haven't been able to ace that one for a while. Working on it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, working on it. But, Sandy, when you, and this is with the AARP, and you know it's got to be true for AARP.
Well, you know, the AARP, right? I've always been offended by them since I was about 38. And I remember starting to get maybe it was when I turned 40, I began to get things from the AARP. It's like, can't you just wait? Can't you just wait till I actually get, it's sort of like the Grim Reaper coming to knock on your door. You know, when you're 38, the Grim Reaper coming around saying, I'm going to get you.
You know, I never joined the AARP. I think it starts at 52 or 50 or something.
Yeah, it starts real young, but they're telling you about it even younger.
And I never paid any attention to it. You know, they've got a lot of different deals and things that you can get, but I never use my AARP card. That phone line's open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Do you use your AARP benefits?
But apparently AARP is the source of this 10 drugs that you need that you can easily get over the counter, but maybe you should worry about taking after you join AARP. Maybe it's the membership in AARP that makes these drugs.
Well,
a
you
problem.
Know, ibuprofen, Sandy. You take ibuprofen?
Well, occasionally. I mean, I'm a sort of an anti-pill guy, but when I need to, I take ibuprofen. Yeah.
Some over-the-counter pain relievers can be problematic for older adults.
What's wrong with
anti-inflammatory drugs such as ibuprofen, Advil, Motrin, and Nexoprin, Aleve, can cause stomach bleeding and ulcers in older adults. Because of this, people who take blood thinners should avoid those. The same goes for individuals with unmanaged diabetes and controlled hypertension, high blood pressure.
Well, there you go.
You know, but the
well, the bottle of those drugs does give warnings about all of those things.
In the small print,
yeah.
Yeah.
Or if they were going to, on the TV, they'd be at six times normal speed.
Yeah. You know, and how many people pay attention? I'm sorry. I'm one of the people who does not read the small print.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet you're a small print reader.
I probably am. Lawyers.
Yeah. Because that's where it is. That's where the real information is. Acetaminophen.
Yeah.
Tylenol. Too much acetaminophen, the generic name for Tylenol, can cause liver damage.
Yeah. Well, that's the case whether you're over 50 or under 50. So,
in fact, Hester says that acetaminophen overuse is the leading cause of liver failure, and that can kill you.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to throw away my Tylenol. I've got Tylenol. There are times when I'll take Tylenol.
Well, the hospitals really, they use Tylenol all the time because it does have that problem. But so long as your dose level is low enough on, over a 24-hour period, for some reason, hospitals prefer Tylenol in terms of maybe it has fewer other side effects.
Right. Well, let's go to Cindy from Appleton. Good morning to you, Cindy. Are we scaring you off?
No, and I actually have a few things. First of all, any medication in moderation. I mean, I'm on a couple of meds right now because of my can't get rid of my sinus infection, all this other crap. And every one of these at the end, it says may cause death.
Hey, you know what else causes death? You know what else causes death?
Living.
Life.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, getting old.
Yeah.
But anyway, going back to AARP, I am a member. I obviously, I don't know, I should probably use it more than I do. I don't use it that much. Of course, once I start traveling again, I will. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, they're a big voice for the seniors, and they're very educating and advocating, and I have to give them credit for that. I mean, they're trying to suck people in earlier because, you know, the money helps obviously do what they got to do. But I'm a big proponent of AARP, so.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because I got in late and, you know.
You got into AARP late?
Yeah. I mean,
I'd start. Aren't we automatically in it?
Well, I bought the membership.
Do you have to buy a membership?
Sandy.
I've never even thought of that. I thought it was like an automatic credential.
Well, there is that, but then there's a membership that you can buy that gives you.
It's like AAA.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to? Well, Sandy, they've got to figure out an angle. I mean, they do a lot of good stuff and a lot of information that's certainly important. But I'll tell you, man, the more I read my membership of AARP, I've finally accepted Sandy.
So you did join?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to
reluctantly.
I'm going to have to join this club. I wonder if you can get turned down.
No, I don't think you can.
Blackballed.
As long as you're paying.
And you
sign up and there's all these different options. I don't know. I haven't gone through those things. But I think some of the information, a lot of the information that the AARP offers, I mean, is beneficial to us. They'll do the research for us. You know, I'm too busy, you know, being addicted to my my cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Something we're going to be discussing.
It's definitely clear that people use their cell phones a lot, you know, and sink into them. It used to be, people would joke about kids sitting next to each other looking at their cell phones, but now when I go to restaurants and look around, there's a lot of old folks sitting there with their cell phones.
So we're going to be talking about the addiction of you and I and our generation to cell phones. You know, news, weather.
I'd talk to you, Earl, but I'm currently on my phone.
News, weather, and sports up next.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. And click on the Careers tab.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.